The Special War Cabinet of federal and state leaders is meeting tonight to consider restrictions on indoor gatherings. In North America and Europe, restaurants and bars are being shut down to limit the spread of the disease. In Australia, restaurateurs are wondering when they might be asked to enforce shutdowns, and they're already taking their own precautions. Eleanor Whitehead filed this story.
It's been a tough year for restaurants and bars, and things are likely to get harder.
The foot traffic is down, and we are taking every effort possible to try and get our customers to feel safe here.
Ryan Scher is co-owner of Chargrill Charlie's, a chain of chicken shops across Sydney and Melbourne. He's been watching other countries shut down their eateries.
We were sort of waiting for some government guidelines on what to do, but we've not been given anything. So after seeing what happened around the world, I thought that we have to take matters into our own hands.
That means no more dining in, takeaways only, no cash payments, and closures every afternoon for cleaning.
Our main focus at the moment is trying our best to stay open, and we are not really concerned at this stage of our bottom line.
Restaurants and bars in New York have been limited to takeout only. In California, they've been ordered to halve their occupancy. And other US states like Illinois and Ohio are also cracking down. So Ryan Scherz isn't the only business watching out for a change of policy in Australia.
We've heard from many of our members that the concern about seeing news from the USA about those states going to takeaway only.
Wes Lambert is chief executive of Restaurant and Catering Australia. He says there are no signs yet of that happening.
We've heard nothing in Australia yet from the government that would indicate that there is any intention to close restaurants, cafes, caterers and small bars at this time.
Either way, some diners are ready to change their habits.
Are you still feeling happy going into restaurants and bars?
I barely go out as much. This is probably going to be my last time coming here for like a while until like it all settles down.
Oh, not really, because I'm scared of the coronavirus. Yeah, and also I can see the people not around like before.
So Wes Lambert is recommending businesses plan for that eventuality.
We certainly are telling our restaurant members that takeaway and delivery services are great options to replace business that's lost when CBDs are affected by the work from home requirements of many large businesses.
For some, that sounds like an unappealing prospect. Clifford Kwa is co-owner of Secret Kitchen, a popular Asian restaurant in Melbourne.
We're going to start a new menu, I suppose, that makes it easier. I mean, for us to sell fine dining, we don't even profit 15% or 20% from it. So Uber Eats are going to charge us 33%. It makes no sense using them. That's why, on principle, we've never used them before. But now we're forced into a situation.
For some, it'll take creative thinking to stay afloat during the downturn.
Eleanor Whitehead reporting there.